Mercy at Appomattox, William Zinsser. I'm not a Civil War buff. I've never heard the old battlefields like Gettysburg and Chickamauga calling to me to walk over them and reenact what happened there. The story is just too sad. But one Civil War site did keep beckoning to me, not one where the armies fought, but the one where they stopped fighting, Appomattox. To see it, I flew to Richmond and drove west across southern Virginia, choosing a route that would take me over terrain that General Robert E. Lee covered with his Confederate army in its last week. For 9 months, Lee's Army of Northern Virginia had been dug in near Petersburg, south of Richmond. On April 2nd, his railroad lifeline cut by the North, Lee retreated, but General Ulysses S. Grant was in close pursuit, and by April 6th, it was all over. Union troops routed almost a fifth of Lee's army at Sailor's Creek and took 7,000 prisoners. Hearing the news, Lee said, "My God, has the army been dissolved?" It largely had. Hungry and exhausted, huge numbers of soldiers had dropped out, and the army was down to 30,000 men when Lee, hurrying west, received a note from Grant calling on him to surrender. Outnumbered and almost encircled, Lee considered his dwindling options. One officer suggested that the troops could disperse and carry on as guerrillas